105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Being protest, no shutdown. I'm Elliot Francis. For the second night in a row, protesters gathered in El Cajon, California, demanding accountability following an officer-involved shooting of an unarmed black man. The mayor of the town, Bill Wells, is asking for calm.
I'm begging that El Cajon stay a peaceful, harmonious place, that it stay safe for our citizens, safe for our children, and that everybody be patient and calm and let the process do what the process has to do.
38-year-old Alfred Orlango pointed a vaping smoking device at a police officer who shot and killed him. Well, a government shutdown by Friday has been avoided. The House and Senate passed a temporary spending bill Wednesday, which extends the government funding for 10 weeks. Manu Raju tells what it includes.
Money to deal with the opioid epidemic that is happening here in this country, as well as $500 million for Louisiana flood aid.
The spending extension includes more than $1 billion to fight the Zika virus. I'm Elliot Francis. Congress voted to override the president's veto of a bill that would allow 9/11 victims' families to sue Saudi Arabia. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
First, it was almost unanimous in the Senate.
Having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed.
Then the House voted.
On this vote, the yeas are 348, the nays are 77.
New York Republican Congressman Peter King said it's about giving 9/11 families an opportunity to find justice.
It's going to finally allow the 9/11 families to have their day in court, to seek the justice they've long been denied.
New York Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler said if a foreign government murders Americans on our soil or provide support to terrorist groups that murder Americans here,
that government cannot hide from justice merely because its actions occurred abroad.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Hillary Clinton teamed with Bernie Sanders to reach out to young voters in New Hampshire Wednesday. Clinton promised relief from high interest rates and massive student loans if she's elected president. I'm Elliot Francis.
If you're finally addressing
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. That is a whole lot of wet you hear falling outside your window this morning.
We have plenty of thunderstorms across the area right now. Some of the thunderstorms are producing locally heavy rainfall, rain rates of maybe an inch or two an hour. So we may see some local flooding this morning around the D.C. area.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service. There is flooding going on right now to our west. A flash flood warning in effect until 8 this morning for portions of Loudoun, Clark, Frederick, and Warren counties in Virginia through 8, and a flash flood watch for the rest of the region through Friday morning. How much will we see?
We've seen some areas in Maryland, which have had 6 inches of rain already in Calvert County, while some parts of the D.C. metro have had less than a half an inch.
Martin says the relatively dry spots will still see up to 3 inches of rain from the storm. A year and a half since Freddie Gray's death and the subsequent riots in Baltimore, the city's top two politicians are having trouble moving on.
In a New York Times piece, state's attorney Marilyn Mosby blamed Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake for last year's riot, saying she was divulging too much information about Freddie Gray's arrest. The mayor shot back.
You can't bow to political pressure and charge when you're not ready. I'm not to blame. I did my job.
It's really kind of unprofessional, and I think both would do well just to hold their tongue.
Legal analyst Warren Brown says in a city that spent a year and a half trying to heal, they shouldn't be pouring gas on the fire.
I don't think either one of them are totally satisfied with the way they handled the situation.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
On a campus still feeling the scars of a mass shooting, a Virginia Tech student is now on a hunger strike to bring attention to what he feels is an infringement of his rights, a campus ban on firearms. Ryan Martin, a 22-year-old senior, wears an empty gun holster around Blacksburg to make his point. He says he'll end his hunger strike when he gets an audience with the school's president. 32 people were killed, 17 wounded by a lone gunman nearly a decade ago at Virginia Tech. Those clowns we've been telling you about are more than creepy. Now they're just copycats. Two teenagers in the Richmond area picked up yesterday and charged with wearing masks in public. Yes, that is against the law in Virginia. Police say the two were wearing clown masks and chasing children. There was no physical contact with the kids. A passing motorist saw what was happening and called the cops. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,339, the NASDAQ at 5319. In sports, the Nats are shut out by Arizona in a rain-shortened game, but they keep their two-game lead over the Dodgers for home field advantage in the playoffs. And Hyung-Soo Kim belts a two-run homer in the ninth to lead the O's over the Blue Jays. They stay a game ahead of the Tigers for the second wildcard spot. WMAL News Times 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then mornings on the mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL. Be your own health advocate. Get your inside story with a virtual physical. Virtualphysical.com.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Already starting off as a busy morning on the Beltway, Maryland, jackknife tractor trailer as you're leaving Silver Spring heading into Bethesda. Outer loop after George Avenue on the curb before you get to Connecticut Avenue, still with two left lanes blocked. The volume starting to form. Now on the inner loop side, your travel lanes are open. 270 already a little bit of volume as you start to push south toward Clarksburg. Getting out of Frederick with the crash south on 15 right as you pass Route 40. Take you into Virginia trying to get on to southbound 95. Beltway, there's a crash on the exit ramp from the inner loop to go south 95, but you can get by for now. No delay, so be careful. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect through tomorrow morning. There will be heavy downpours today with a high of 71 and showers and storms tonight with a low of 66. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 66 in Haymarket, 64 in Silver Spring, 68 at Reagan National. Donald Trump lashes out at advisors who say he struggled in the debate with Hillary Clinton. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Here we go, 507. This is WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Mornings on the Mall, right here with you. 705, Morgan Wright. He is an expert on cyber affairs, and we're going to talk to him about this internet handover the United States is about to achieve with the international community, as they call it. At 8:05, Susan Ferriccio on Congress closing up shop last night. Some final votes, some veto overrides all happened. We'll talk to Susan. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN, who just did a military town hall with Barack Obama last night, members of our military. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, it's going to be a great day weather-wise if you're a duck. I mean, it's going to be wet out there today. A lot of rain, a 100% chance of rain, and we've got a flash flood watch in effect through Friday morning. And it occurred to us this morning, you know what? People really struggle sometimes, it seems, when they're driving in the rain, and it seems like our roadways are so congested that, you know, any little thing that comes along makes the drive a little more difficult and can cause problems. But here's a question for you, and I'd really love to know what you think about this. What do you think is worse, driving in the rain in D.C. or driving in the snow? Which are we worse at? And I'd love you to get online. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It's an interesting question, and you may think, you know, my initial reaction was, well, you know, the snow, because, you can't get any traction in the snow. People don't know how to drive in the snow. And snow might be the first instinct that you would give. But think about it a little bit. When we have snow, don't we stay home? Don't we largely stay home? I mean, and most of us, you know, get the day off if there's any kind of significant snow at all. So there just aren't that many people driving in the snow. We're not good at it. Let's be honest, we're not good at it. But I'm wondering if it's the rain that causes us greater problems, given the fact that, hey, you still go to work when it rains. They're not going to call off the...
Yeah, we don't get any rain days.
They're not
going
to close the
here.
Federal government because there happened to be raining out there, and the rain can cause a real problem. But I'd love to know what you think of. Which are we worse at? Is it people driving in the rain or snow is the greatest problem? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, I'm driving a pickup truck these days, and I actually yesterday, while I was out running around some errands and it was wet and slick outside, I forgot how light a pickup truck can be in the rear end, and I was having trouble, and you have to be really careful, even in rain. You can really have trouble out there. So yeah, I mean, maybe we underestimate the rain here in the Washington D.C. area and the impact it has. One thing is for certain, I drive the I-270 corridor every day, and one guy having a bad day when it rains. It is just as bad as a guy having a bad day when it snows. It still causes the same kind of backup and the same kind of mayhem. We're so maxed out on our roadways that even a drop of rain is all it takes, I think, to make things a lot worse. But what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, yeah, and I guess I want to hear from the people who drive professionally.
Mm.
They always have the best opinions about this, whether you're a truck driver, a school bus driver, a metro bus driver, a taxi driver, or, any kind of delivery dude or where driving is, 80% of your
Uber
job. Even if you're a Uber guy, a salesman. If you're a salesman and driving from one call to the next is a big part of your workday, when you wake up in the morning, what goes through your mind? If it's snowing out or if it's raining out, which one causes you to think, oh, geez, it's going to be one of those days out there? Because it's raining or because it's snowing. See, I've got to think it is raining. I think that as you mentioned, Brian, the great thing about snowing in this area is we know it's coming. Everyone gets ready. It's like the world stops when it snows. And the only people who are left out on the roads on snow days are the people who kind of know what they're doing.
Yeah, for the most part, you're right.
Who know that they can brave it. Oh, sure, you're going to have one or two people in a Prius, trying to get up onto an on-ramp onto the Beltway in the middle of this on an ice slick.
Those people.
The problem is the congestion out there on a rain day is just the same as if it were 80 degrees sunny and dry.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's amazing to me with the way people drive when it's raining, as if there's no change in the road conditions or in visibility or anything. Mm-hmm. They're just plowing away as if it's just a normal day out on the highways. And I know professional drivers have got to have an opinion, but to me, I would worry more about a day like today than I would about a day where we know we've got inches of snow coming.
Well, to the phone lines we go. We love to have your ideas about this. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Oral in Frederick, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What's your experience there, Oral?
Morning, guys. Well, I'm a delivery driver, and around here, when it snows, half the population has one brain cell that says, I don't know how to drive in this. I'm staying home.
Yep.
When it rains, it's just a little water. I can still do 65 mile an hour down this 35 mile an hour street and stop when I get to the end of it.
Exactly.
I think you may be right. I meant something, Oral.
And going down 270 right now, even with the construction and everything, people are still weaving in and out of lanes like it's daylight bone dry out.
So what do you observe as the biggest problem with these drivers? Obviously, the speed issue is one thing, but is it the condition of the roads that affect them because of their speed, or is it the visibility? See, to me, when I drive in the rain, I'm more concerned about the visibility issue.
Well, that's my concern as well. I mean, granted, I sit up in a truck that's higher up than cars, and so I have a better viewpoint, but I'm watching these people that are in cars and they get behind trucks and all, and even just pickup trucks or vans, and they're just trying to weave in and out. And it's like, you're better off to stay in the lane you're in, let it speed up, let it slow down, because the more you change lanes, the more danger you're creating.
Great point, Oral. Way too many lane changes, unnecessary lane changes. Thanks for that. Normally we would ask a truck driver in a semi, to give us a little... But I don't want him to freak out the people in front of him.
That's right.
Now.
They might not take it well. Okay. Let's see. Let's get one more. Karen in Gainesville, tell us what you think about this. I mean, do you think it's worse when it snows or worse when it rains?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I actually think it's worse when it rains because I drive the Beltway every day, multiple times a day. I'm a realtor. And so in addition to the rain, and I think we get a lot of people that work in and around D.C., the Pentagon and whatnot, that come from different areas. They seem to struggle in the rain. They seem to panic in the rain. But then you couple that with the multiple pockets of construction that go on, and everybody hits the brakes. And it's very frustrating when you've got a big backup on a highway or a big slowdown, and it turns out by the time you get up there, it's just a little bit of construction. So that's my frustration.
All right, Karen. All right, thank you for that.
I'd forgotten. Karen, she's a realtor.
Yeah, a realtor. Yeah.
Good, you did it.
I have to think about it, though, when I say it. But it's true. Realtors, oh, my God, they spend so much time on the road. Driving is a huge part of what they do.
So which is worse, rain or snow? The phone lines are open. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Time now at 5:15 for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Whitten will have all the details about the people who don't know how to drive in the rain. Good morning, Jamie.
Please try to drive safely and cautiously. And part of the problem, too, that road spray and the visibility just gets bad. And that's what we're already dealing with this morning. For the past hour, crews have the jackknife tractor trailer still on the Beltway. I know, you cringe when you hear this. On the outer loop after Georgia Avenue before Connecticut Avenue. So if you're heading over toward 270, you lose the two left lanes. But the good news is that there's a flatbed tow truck there already. Not sure how long that's going to take. And they may have a fuel spill. But on the outer loop after Georgia, we're already struggling to get by. On the outer loop beyond that, right as you approach 270, reports of a crash. On 270, slowing as you come out of Frederick. Had the crash in Frederick, so you're still on the brakes pretty heavy on 15 south as you pass Route 40, but that accident on the shoulder. You can see we're already busy this morning, so better plan for the extra time, and I know you know that when you hear this heavy rain. And quick note, Virginia, on the outer loop of the Beltway, leaving Tyson's towards Springfield, that exit ramp to go into southbound 95 with the crash. You can get by right now, no delay, so be careful. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, a 90% chance of rain. And by the way, a flash flood watch remains in effect through Friday morning. 90% chance. Make that 100% chance of rain today. 2 to 3 inches of rain expected. 90% chance of showers tonight on a low of 66. Tomorrow, 69 degrees. Again, we'll have some rain showers. Saturday, a few thunderstorms possible. Highs in the mid-70s. Sunday, a chance of afternoon showers. Highs in the upper 70s. Currently, in the nation's capital, it is raining. It's coming down out there. Temperature is 68 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11-6-16.
All right, so which is worse in the D.C. area when it comes to driving? Is it the rain or the snow? I mean, a lot of people initially, I would think, would say snow, but you know what? The rain can cause its own serious kinds of problems. To the phone lines we go. How about Greg in Alexandria? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
The rain is a problem because snow, everybody slows down. Everybody overreacts to snow. Rain, they think, you know, nothing's wrong. And I think a big issue is people's tires. You know, they're not like batteries. They don't just die one day. They get worse very gradually. And, boy, I tell you what, from experience, the hydroplaning on tires that should be replaced or getting close to that is a serious issue.
Yeah, I think you're right. We don't think about it enough.
So the last thing is, of course, visibility. The lights on when wipers are on is a really good rule. It's not to see, it's to be seen.
Ah, good enough.
It's
okay.
Not the scene, it's the
be seen. It's not to see, but to be seen.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Make sure they know you're there. That's right. All right. Thank you for
Thanks.
That. Greatly appreciate it. How about Ted in Loudoun? Good morning, Ted. Which is worse, snow or rain?
Morning, sir. Thanks for taking the call. As a guy who makes his living playing in the snow, I'll have to tell you it's the snow because it's incredibly frustrating. As you said, when the Priuses are out with 20 inches of snow on the ground, and it's like, where do you have to go today that's life-threatening? Why are you on the road? And then they look at you and go, you're supposed to clean the road. Well, I can't clean the road if you're in the
Yes.
I can't come around you. And Last year was a perfect example. 39 inches of snow fell in Ashburn. That's where we plow, is in that area. And there's freaking Priuses out at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning going to the grocery store. You can't fathom this, but it, you know, truth is weirder than fiction. And, you know, there were roads. The fire departments couldn't move. Nobody could move because of all of the stuck traffic. People go out.
I guess that's true. That you know, it rain doesn't make a car just sort of stick there and can't move for hours and hours.
Yeah.
Well, like right now, it's high, water is building up on Route 7 just outside of Leesburg, headed eastbound. You're going to have people hydroplaning, hitting that at full speed, as the other people are saying, and then they go 6 miles an hour.
Yeah, there.
It's like, really?
There is nothing scarier, I think, than be driving down a road and you think everything is just fine, and all of a sudden you realize, I am not in control of this vehicle. Mm. I am hydroplaning. That's a scary, scary feeling. How about Cindy in Bealeton? You're up next with Brian and Larry. Rain or snow, which is worse?
Definitely rain, because all of the traffic is out there and you have to deal with them on the road going to work and just not creating safe situations.
Yeah, and how do you know this? What do you do?
I am a bus driver, so I see it from all different perspectives, and we drive in, you know, rain, snow. Anytime school's in, we're out there driving.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the good news is when it snows any significant amount, generally you're off the hook, right?
Yes.
And but when it rains, you still got to go, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And everybody's out there, and everybody's in a hurry, and it's amazing because these people have children and want us to get their children to and from school safely, yet they're out there backing up in the wrong lane, pulling out in front of you, turning around in the middle of the road. Yesterday was unbelievable out there on the road, the crazy, dangerous situations that we saw people creating just because they couldn't wait that extra couple minutes to get where they needed to be. Yet they see this big yellow school bus that they know is loaded with children, and they're out there driving crazy in the rain.
Cindy, I bet you see some amazing things out there. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
I got to agree with her. That's the big difference between snow and rain is with rain, everyone's still out there.
Still has to go to work.
And think that, and then they don't compensate. Yeah, they don't give themselves extra time.
We don't think of it in those terms, I think. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead, 522.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at cegunshows.com.
Why does summer have to end?
What's wrong with fall?
Winter comes right after.
Well, then we'll just have to extend summer, which means fixing up the yard so we can spend more time outside, am I right?
Yes, and I just heard Long Fence is offering 25% off all fences, decks, and pavers.
Great! Well, I'll take one of each.
Fall, here we come.
Right now, all fences, decks, and pavers are 25% off and financing available for qualified buyers. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we build makes a difference.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All this traffic talk, and we are going to have a lot of it today, so get ready and just please plan for extra time and patience, too, especially when you see people changing lanes and they shouldn't be. Take it easy. Already, Virginia, I'm having one stretch that Stafford County has confirmed that they've closed because of flooding. Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, north of 610, right near Potomac Hills Drive. Now, they're closing that stretch, and it puts it just south, too, right near Quantico Marine Corps Base. So, again, Route 1, that stretch, they're closing because of flooding on I-95. If you're pushing north in that area, just some of that volume building as you leave Stafford and getting you past 610, where it looks like we just had an incident just popped up on northbound 95 at 610. And we're going to have a lot of these incidents. We've had several already. Getting to 95 Virginia on the outer loop, come out of Tyson's, that flyover ramp to go south on 95 with the crash. We have a jackknife tractor trailer on the Maryland Beltway on the outer loop after Georgia Avenue. This is as you're heading from College Park to 270. Outer loop after Georgia Avenue, stay to the right to get by, and then right as you come off to the Beltway exiting the 270, crash there. Watch for authorities still arriving. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There'll be heavy downpours today, and the ground is saturated, so a flash flood watch remains in effect. The high eventually around 71. It's more showers and storms tonight with a low of 66, and scattered showers tomorrow with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 5:26.
It's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain.
Yeah, well, that's what we got going on today. A lot of rain, maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain expected today. It's going to be rainy for the next couple. And our question is, which is worse, driving in the snow or driving in the rain? 888-630-9625. Let's go to Ray in Silver Spring. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I've been driving commercial motor vehicles in this area for 39 years. Nothing has changed. The rain is just a precursor for the snow, and people got to get their cell phones out of their hands, quit that texting while they're driving, because that's what's going on now.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, it's bad enough that the rain sort of makes things more difficult, but then, you add texting to it. It's bad. I'll tell you something else. Windshield wipers. People don't replace their windshield wipers.
And, Go ahead. It's you want to get from point A to point B in one piece and get back in one piece. A lot of people don't pay attention to what they're doing. All you've got to do is just pay attention to your speed, pay attention to your surroundings, and you can get through the day. I drive defensively every day. I try to look out for the other guy, but I'm still looking out for number one.
Yeah. Thank you, Ray. That's all you can do out there, and we appreciate you doing it. And listen, as the morning goes on, it's going to get worse. We'll, of course, give you traffic updates every 10 minutes with Jamie Whitten. And we're also going to check in with Ray Stajic at the Weather Channel to find out how bad it's going to get this morning and when it might let up, because that flood watch is on through tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, we're talking 100% chance of rain today, 2 to 3 inches, and more rain tonight, rain tomorrow, even maybe rain all the way through Saturday. So
keep it right here as we get you to work, get you to school, and get you where you need to go, despite the all those other drivers who were doing it wrong.
It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Inoxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
5:30 in the nation's capital. Coming up in just a moment, there was a big vote on 9/11. They overrode the president's veto. First time in the president's this president's history, at least. We'll talk about it in just a moment. It is 5:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. That massive weather system we've been telling you about is here, and its spawn could be with us all the way through Saturday.
It's a large, complex system, so it's hard to pinpoint exactly when the rain's going to start and stop, especially more than a few hours out. But there will be showers and thunderstorms around, at least in parts of the area, most of the time.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service says it's impossible to predict which areas will get hit the hardest. Some may see as little as a couple of inches over the next couple of days, while others could get up to a foot of rain. The flash flood warning's in effect until 8 this morning for portions of Loudoun, Clark, Frederick, and Warren counties in Virginia, and a flash flood watch for the rest of the region through tomorrow morning. There's nothing like an election year to get Congress to make a deal on stopgap spending so they can go home to campaign. Lawmakers have passed a plan that will keep the government running into December. The deal includes funding for the Zika crisis, help for residents of Flint, Michigan, and flooding victims in Louisiana. Protesters made a lot of noise but largely kept the peace overnight in El Cajon, California, in the wake of the shooting of an unarmed black man by police officers there. Police say the object the man pulled out of his pocket turned out not to be a gun but an e-cigarette. Critics want to know why one officer then shot the man as another was trying to subdue him with a stun gun. The woman who made Love in the Afternoon a thing on ABC back in the 70s and 80s has died. Agnes Nixon, the creator of soap operas One Life to Live and All My Children, was 93 years old. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,339, the NASDAQ at 5319. In sports, the Nats are shut out by the Diamondbacks in a rain-shortened game, but they keep their lead over the Dodgers for home field advantage in the playoffs. And Hyun-Soo Kim belts a two-run homer in the ninth to lead the O's over the Blue Jays. The Orioles still a game ahead of the Tigers for the second wildcard spot. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's what you need to do. You need to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyer pool. The Reynolds are working with over 5,500 ready home buyers right now. Call them and let them show you how it works, like they did for Ronald and Ingrid from Woodbridge. Debbie and Sarah sold their home in just 2 days at full asking price. You know, the agent you hire does matter. The Reynolds team sells 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. And they're going to guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. So if you or someone you know is selling their home, refer Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with confidence. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
There are no miracles in science, but there is the brand new Esotique XV from Chamonix. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. This fourth generation Esotique makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles, old scars, and even skin redness history. I gotta tell you, this product is brand new, but I've been using it for a week and I already see the difference when I look in the mirror. Call now to try Esotique XV for a whole month absolutely free. Call 800-525-2720. For only a small shipping fee, Chamonix will rush you the brand new Esotique XV to experience in the comfort of your own home. You'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear from your face, or you won't pay. Call right now and you'll get the new Liposomal Deep Firming Serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV today. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the Beltway cruise busy. First with the crash, outer loop after George Avenue involves a jackknife tractor trailer. Two left lanes remain blocked. This will be between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Once you make it through there, keep alert. You're going to hit delays again right as you approach the exit for 270. The crash, outer loop before you get to Old Georgetown Road, slowly inching by. For 270 out of Frederick and into Clarksburg, already slowing. Just take it easy as you head out and about, please. With the poor visibility and the road spray, makes it extra tough here. Virginia, 95 northbound as you head through Stafford and Aquia, slow Dale City to the Occoquan. In Aquia, because of flooding, they've closed Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, north of 610, right near Potomac Hills Drive, and south of Telegraph Road over near Quantico Marine Corps Base. So again, Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, they have closed because of flooding. Also, if you're exiting 66 eastbound to go down to Nutley Street, we have ponding there, callers are telling me. And any area you know that's prone to ponding, take it easy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flash flooding will remain a concern today as showers and thunderstorms continue with heavy downpours, a high near 71. More rain tonight with a low of 66. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 66 in Leesburg, 64 in Silver Spring, 68 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Something like 7:05 this morning, we'll be talking to Morgan Wright on the move that's about to take place that will grant control of the internet to an international body and away from the United States. What's that all about? Coming up at 8:05, Susan Ferriccio will tell us about the big 9/11 vote yesterday to override the president's veto, and also talk about the testimony of Director Comey of the FBI. That was interesting stuff. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And let's talk about that veto for a minute. 97-1 in the Senate, Brian Wilson. 97-1. Wait, that only adds up to 98. Where were the other two senators? Well, one of them's Tim Kaine.
Tim Kaine.
Virginia's Tim Kaine. He couldn't make it to the vote.
He was busy.
Because he's campaigning. Yeah. Do you know where he was campaigning yesterday so he couldn't get to the Senate to vote?
No.
In Alexandria.
Seemed like he could have made a run over.
You think he could have.
Yeah.
But Maryland's Ben Cardin did vote for the override. He's also the ranking member on the Foreign Relations Committee, so he has a pretty good perspective on this topic. He joined me yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, and I asked him to start off our conversation, what specifically does this bill do?
What this bill does is remove sovereign immunity with a narrow exception for those circumstances where a government or its officials are responsible for a terrorist attack in the United States, a terrorist episode in the United States. I don't think any of us ever envisioned that sovereign immunity would be used to shield the sponsors of terrorism. The bill is aimed at that purpose. Now, I think what we are concerned about, and there are risk factors, and I acknowledge there are risk factors, that other countries may take action against the United States in not in such a measured way. They could do that now. I can assure you that the United States Senate and the Congress is going to be watching very closely the reactions of other countries. If they respond the way we do, and that is to remove the shield for those who sponsor terrorism, we're with them. If they try to do anything other than that, I can assure you that the Congress will be ready to take action.
Well, as you know well, Senator, other countries define terrorism in their own warped way sometimes. What is stopping a nation allowing their victims of a American military drone attack? You know, oftentimes civilians die in these drone attacks. What's stopping them from allowing them to sue the United States government?
I think in today's world, there's a pretty clear definition of what terrorism is about. It's individuals who are targeting innocent people in an effort to cause fear. What the United States is doing globally is trying to prevent that. There's a bright line of difference between the actions of those who are trying to prevent terrorism and those that are causing terrorism.
Do you believe the Senate's action and overwhelming override, 97-1, do you believe that this is partially one of those instances where when you're one of 100 in a big group of legislators like this, it's easy to cast that vote, but when you're the commander-in-chief, when you're the sole man who either signs or vetoes a bill into law, the responsibility is greater? In other words, clearly you think President Obama was wrong on this. Do you think if he were in the Senate right now, he would be on your side, or do you think it would be 96-2?
I'm not sure about that. I can't say what a Senator Obama would have done.
Oh, but you served with him, and let's face it, he had a lot of positions when he was a senator that changed when he became president.
I understand there's a different perspective from a president than a member of the Senate. But I think a lot of what President Obama said in the veto message are matters of concern. We are concerned how other countries are going to respond. We have confidence in our jurisprudence system, and I don't think anyone wants to put roadblocks in the way of holding accountable those who sponsor terrorist activities. Unfortunately, sovereign immunity, as interpreted by our courts, has done that. We need to correct that, but we need to also be mindful that other countries, their jurisprudence system is different than ours. We have to wait to see what they will do. I am concerned about the possible unintended consequences of this legislation, and I think that's what drove President Obama to veto the bill.
Our guest is Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland, who, of course, is the ranking member on the Foreign Relations Committee, so he has been very, very in tune with the progress of this bill. And I've got to ask you, we're talking about the Saudi Arabian government, and this would have huge ramifications if the Saudi Arabian government is found in our courts of law to have been partially responsible for the 9/11 crimes. Well, what should our relationship be with the Saudi Arabian government? 9/11 was an act of war, as I've heard you so eloquently say in the past. If this is true, why do we have the relationship we have with that nation at this time?
Well, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is a very important strategic partner of the United States in our war against terrorism. We work with them in counterterrorism activities. We have a very close relationship in the region in fighting ISIS.
But you've just overridden a bill. You've just put into law a measure that will allow the victims of 9/11 to sue that very government that you're saying is such an important ally to ours because they may have been part of the 9/11 attack on us. I don't see how we can have it both ways.
We're not having it both ways. We're saying that if you sponsor terrorism, if your response, and that leads to a terrorist action in the United States in which people have been victimized as a result of that terrorism, you're going to be held accountable. No, I don't think it is inconsistent with the message. That goes for every country in the world.
So they're an important ally that we have a very important strategic relationship with, and yet they could very well have sponsored terrorism that led to the worst attack on our soil in history?
That's a matter that I'm not going to speculate about. I really am not going to speculate about. What I am saying that the 9/11 victims and the families should have an opportunity to have the American courts determine if a foreign government or actors from foreign governments were directly responsible for the attack against their country. That's a pretty high level of proof.
Understood.
They have to prove. And the bill provided two safety valves for government. One is that it's got to be a standard higher than negligence. And secondly, the United States government can intercede in an effort to try to resolve the issue.
Yeah.
So there are safety valves that were included in the legislation to compromise. I'm not trying to defend the bill. I had to vote on whether the bill would be enacted over the president's objections, or we have no relief for the 9/11 victims in regards to those who claim sovereign immunity.
Understood.
I don't think sovereign immunity was ever intended to be a shield against sponsors of terrorism.
I understood, and I appreciate you joining us. It is a tough issue, and obviously because it relates back to 9/11, passions run very high on it. It's always good to have you, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. Thank you, sir.
It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The U.S. Central Command reported that two airstrikes by the U.S. military successfully struck two al-Qaeda targets in central Yemen this past week, killing four al-Qaeda operatives. As al-Qaeda and its associated movements remain a significant threat, U.S. Central Command continues to protect the U.S. and its allies and partners by increasing regional security and stability. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Join us for the new program, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray from Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Sunday mornings at 6.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Better news on the Maryland Beltway cleared is the Jackknife Tractor Trailer accident. So all of your lanes have been reopened if you're heading from College Park to 270. Outer loop after George Avenue, still see some flashing lights on the right shoulder. But again, you get all your lanes back. Once you get past Connecticut Avenue, still keep in mind we had an earlier crash on the outer loop before you get to Old Georgetown Road and some activity there as well. Heading into town off of both B-Dub and 50, just some of that volume forming to get to DC 295. Virginia Beltway on the inner loop. As you head from the Wilson Bridge towards Springfield on that exit ramp, still with the crash, but you can get by. I'm not seeing much of a delay there. And, of course, any areas that you know that are prone to ponding, flooding, take it easy. A lot of exit ramps, we get some of that flooding and ponding. We don't want any extra spin outs. Just take your time. Also in Aquia, getting word from Stafford that they have shut down Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, north of 610, right near Potomac Hills Drive, and south of Telegraph Road over near Quantico Marine Corps Base. Again, Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway in that stretch closed because of the flooding. Also in Fairfax, Morningside Drive at Prosperity Avenue, they closed that because of flooding as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect through tomorrow morning as showers and storms continue from this morning into the afternoon. There will be heavy downpours. The high today 71. More rain tonight with a low of 66. And scattered showers tomorrow, the high of 69. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, rain and 68 degrees. It's now 5:47.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
We know that Hillary's the right person because we have seen her character and commitment, not just during this campaign, but over the course of her entire life.
What a difference 8 years makes. Isn't that the same Michelle Obama who, when campaigning in 2008 during the Democratic primary, said that Hillary Clinton was unfit for office? That's what she said back then. But now Michelle Obama is stumping for Hillary Clinton because it's really a referendum on the Barack Obama presidency, isn't it? Hillary Clinton's running for four more years of Obamaism. And so Michelle needs to protect that. This was also part of the deal, you know. She went on to criticize the Republican nominee in her own way.
Mm-hmm. When making life or death, war or peace decisions, a president just can't pop off or lash out irrationally. We need an adult in the White House. I guarantee you.
We need an adult in the White House. You know, so they can play with their selfie stick, Brian.
Yeah, and you know.
During hostage crises.
Plan all those important golf games.
Yes, right. And take many vacations, but, because he's nothing but an adult. You know, do his March Madness bracket. That's what we need.
Yeah, that's right. An adult. That's right. You know, but the real factor here is the fact that she is out there in Pennsylvania. She did two appearances in Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh yesterday. And they're concerned, as I said on this program before, about Pennsylvania and the lack of interest among African-American voters in that state. They're very concerned about that. And she is, you know, being sent out there because in the African-American community, she's more popular than he is. So, you know, they're going to be flooding the zone with a lot of Michelle Obama in the days ahead. Mm. There's another story out there that says they're concerned about the black vote in Florida as well.
More Michelle talking up Hillary yesterday.
And for those who question her stamina to be president, Hillary's resilience is more than proven. As she said on Monday night, she's the only candidate in this race who has traveled to 112 countries, who's negotiated a ceasefire, a peace agreement, a release of dissidents, who's spent 11 hours testifying before a congressional committee. And when she gets knocked down, she doesn't complain. She doesn't cry foul. No, she gets back up. She comes back stronger for the people who need her most.
Wow.
Well, when she falls down, she lies about it, Jay. She forgot to mention that fact. And by the way, as it was pointed out by a past candidate in the primary season about Hillary Clinton, activity is not accomplishment.
Yeah, no, but listen, whether it's her stamina or whether it's her judgment, when they start jumping on this whole travel to 112 nations and negotiated a ceasefire and helped rescue dissidents and everything. Good. Well, all right. Then let's also talk about all the other things that she did when she was Secretary of State. She may have traveled to 112 countries, but what about the country of Libya and the country of Egypt and the country of Iran and the country of Iraq and, you know, all those places that are much worse off now because she was Secretary of State. By the way, Barack Obama was also busy last night. Mm-hmm. Not only was he campaigning on behalf of Hillary Clinton, but he also did a non-political event at a military base in Virginia. It was a town hall, military town hall style event hosted by Jake Tapper at CNN. And he kept saying, this is not a political event. I'm on a military base here. I can't get political. And then, of course, he did slam Donald Trump. I'll get to that in a minute. But here was an interesting exchange when a woman who was a mother of a fallen military service member, asked Barack Obama why he still refuses to use the term radical Islam when it comes to terrorism.
When you start calling these organizations Islamic terrorists, the way it's heard, the way it's received by our friends and allies around the world is that somehow Islam is terroristic.
So the reason he doesn't say it is because he's worried about how it might get perceived out there. And also, in the course of that answer, he also talked about, people using it for political purposes, using that term. And Jake Tapper said, well, clearly you're talking about Donald Trump. And he says, oh, no, I'm not talking about him. I'm trying to stay non-political here. This is a military base.
Yeah, right.
We need an adult in the White House.
It's 551. Here's El Rushbo.
Well, the drive-by media is awash with stories about Alicia Machado. Hillary mentioned her in the first debate. She's now exploiting her in a political ad. Machado won the 96 Miss Universe contest and then gained a lot of weight during her reign. She claims that Trump called her Miss Piggy back then. She says that Trump's remarks gave her depression and an eating disorder. Sounds like she already had one. Turns out there's more to her biography that somehow didn't make it into the drive-by media or in the Clinton ad. Now, according to a 1998 AP story, a judge in Machado's Venezuela accused her of threatening to kill him. The judge had indicted her boyfriend for attempted murder. The victim's family accused her of driving the getaway car, but she was not indicted. Some alternative news outlets are reporting that she's been a porn star. Now, be clear, I'm not attacking Ms. Machado. I'm just looking at the record. The only point I'm making is this: the drive-by media does Hillary's dirty work. They hit her opponents, and they ignore whatever doesn't fit the narrative, as in this case. They also turn a blind eye to the vile Clinton record. Let's talk 1996 then, also known as the era of Monica. Let's go back and look at Hillary's behavior toward women abused by her husband, shall we? The drive-bys ignore Hillary smearing women as bimbos and stalkers who accused Bill Clinton of sexual crimes. Not just words, his deeds, including, for the record, rape. Don't forget.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it comes to identity theft, it's a real jungle out there. There are so many ways it can happen. Credit card fraud is just one way. Someone could file fake tax returns in your name or use your social security number to open a bank account. Thank goodness there's LifeLock. Their proprietary technology detects a wide range of identity threats. But unlike free credit monitoring, which only monitors changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. And if you have a problem, one of their dedicated U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock helps fix identity theft issues. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH15 to save 15% on your membership. 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH15, save 15%. The offer ends October 30th.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we've been talking about this, and no surprise, areas that are already closing some roads because of flooding in Aquia, Route 1, Jefferson Davis Highway, north of 610. They've closed that in each direction. Fairfax, Morningside Drive at Prosperity closed. And a real quick heads up, too, in Tacoma Park, it's already a mess because they have a closure and a detour with the rebuilding the bridge at Carroll Avenue, but now Sligo Creek Parkway at Carroll Avenue, you cannot get in that stretch. So just avoid altogether Sligo and Carroll if you can. Now on the Beltway we go. Outer loop as you push out of College Park and into Silver Spring. Volume, but lanes are open. Earlier crash after George Avenue cleared. 270, a lot of volume with us already as you head out of the Frederick area and down to Clarksburg. North on 270, watch for crash north of 370. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flash flooding will remain a concern today as showers and thunderstorms continue with heavy downpours, a high near 71. More rain tonight with a low of 66. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
68 degrees currently in the nation's capital. It is now 5:57.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Is it finally time to downsize from your existing home? Art and Judy of Potomac, Maryland decided the time was right for them. After 40 years in the home, the couple wanted to simplify, so they listed with Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank's incredible marketing system resulted in multiple offers, and within 3 days, their home sold for top dollar. Art and Judy's decision to work with Frank Prindle provided them with absolute peace of mind. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Plus, Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents get. Frank's innovative system for selling homes is often imitated, but do not be fooled. There is only one Frank Prindle. So take my advice. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
FBI Director James Comey had a grilling on Capitol Hill. We'll give you the highlights.
Also, there's a list out from Rolling Stone of the top TV shows of all time. Oh, you and I are going to have a conversation about this. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. WMAL.